Money FM 89.3, best of the evening runway. Culture Club.
Money FM 89.3. It is the evening runway. I'm Elliot Danker. It is now time for Culture Club, and today we celebrate Earth Day because it is April 22nd. It's important to reflect on the role that fashion plays in shaping the future of our planet. Now, while the fashion industry has been long associated with environmental and social challenges, there is a growing movement towards sustainable fashion to make a positive impact on the planet. Now, with sustainable fashion and mindful shopping on the rise, more individuals are turning to thrift shops in Singapore to give old clothes new life. And while you may want to play your part, your first foray into thrift shopping can be quite daunting, especially when you don't know where to begin. So we're going to help you out. We're going to speak to a fashion and sustainability expert in Singapore for thrifting tips to shop sustainability. On the line with us today is Nicole of Chinchilla.Vintage. It is a sustainable fashionista that has a TikTok following of over 59K and 12.3K on Instagram. Nicole, good afternoon. How are you?
Hi, Elliot. I'm good.
We want to talk about sustainable fashion. We want to talk about that journey. But before I go there, Nicole, let's deal with a myth. Thrifting and upcycling, are these the same or not?
Okay, so these two things are, it can be seen as similar, but actually it's completely different. Mm. So the definition of thrifting in the past, it used to be when you buy anything from a thrift store. So a thrift store is stores that sell secondhand clothing items. It could be not just clothing, it could be homeware, electronics and stuff like that. So everything that you acquire from some place, like for example, a Salvation Army.
Yeah.
But now, in more recent years, thrifting is considered as a more umbrella term for anything that you buy secondhand, because the avenues of where you can buy secondhand pieces now is much greater than just a regular thrift store. So, for example, there's like Carousel, you can go to flea markets, you can buy it from friends and family and stuff like that.
Upcycling
is different, because upcycling is when you take an old piece of clothing or a textile and you add on to it, you make it something brand new so that it has a new life. So it's more of like an alteration.
I quite like that we're talking about thrifting as well, because I've spent some time in Italy and I've gone to these thrifting shops or boutique shops.
Right.
These are vintage items, clothes, jackets, kept in a pretty decent condition. And I don't know, there's a certain lure towards it. You yourself have started this secondhand fashion or trend or way of life for what, 14 years now? What got you started on this?
Okay, so I know it's Earth Day, but when, but 14 years ago, to be honest, I started not because I was like super noble. I was like, you know, I care about the earth, that's why I want to wear secondhand clothing. But for me, in the past, I've always been someone who has loved expressing myself through fashion. Okay. And when I was younger, I never really had the resources to go out and buy new and trendy clothes all the time. So I started by thrifting very simply from our local flea market. So I don't know whether you know about the flea markets that used to be at Scape. And I used to also go thrifting at Salvation Army and acquiring secondhand clothes from like my relatives and stuff like that. So that's basically just how I started 14 years ago.
I've done a bit of shopping at that flea market as well at Scape. it's very interesting, because not only in that process of shopping, the kind of items you find, it's just the people around, you know, honestly speaking, you would think that this is something for older people, but I found that there were a lot of young people thrift shopping as well. How did you see all of this translating into your social media journey? Because I sense there's quite the story to tell.
Because when I started, I kind of grew up on social media, I would say. I am 29 years old this year. So when Instagram first came out, when Facebook first came out, I was already posting, you know, like my outfits, where I was getting my clothing items from. And only in 2020, I decided to create like a dedicated page just for secondhand fashion, because I had a feeling that my family and friends were getting tired of me just posting fashion all the time, and they weren't super interested in it. So I was like, okay, why don't I create a separate page to post about my fashion? And because of that, some people were also requesting from me on where they can go and buy secondhand clothing in Singapore, because they always thought that, you know, there was only Salvation Army and whether there were any alternatives.
Yeah.
And for me, I had my own personal list of various thrift stores in Singapore that I've either researched or been to before. So when I created my TikTok page, that's kind of how I started. I started by spotlighting secondhand shops where Singaporeans could thrift, because a lot of people will complain like, oh, you know, Singapore is not like Europe, it's not like the US where they have huge Goodwills or they have huge thrift stores that, you know, you can just go in at any time of the day. But for me, I was like, wait, we do have. It's just that maybe they're not so known for most people. So I'm just going to do my part and share these spots so that it will make thrifting more accessible for everyone and make it easier for them. Yeah,
59,000 on TikTok and 12,300 on Instagram is actually quite impressive when you consider the local landscape. I mean, I'm sure you as a digital native would understand the algorithms and how that plays a part in a geographic location, right? What were some of the challenges when, I mean, I know you started off saying that it's just a message that you wanted to share, but at some point you decided, okay, this can grow into something more. What were some of the challenges you faced in trying to grow it?
I would say is that because this page is not something that I'm doing full time, I do have a full time job. So content creation is not something that is easy. It definitely takes time.
Yeah.
And especially with thrifting, it's a very time consuming activity because I would have to go down to the thrift store, I would have to film different angles, do research, and a lot of these thrift stores are only open during working hours. So for me to kind of churn out content in a similar fashion to other creators, it wasn't as easy for me because maybe I could only do this like once or at most twice a week.
Yeah.
So that was kind of the challenge that I faced, and I had to rework my strategy into how can I post content that is not just these thrift store videos, but also highlighting that secondhand fashion is cool and that it is something that you should not be scared of or, you know, grossed out about. Yeah.
This is quite interesting as well, especially that journey of a content creator. I see that more used as opposed to the word influencer. I think there's a lot more weight when you say content creator. And creating those contents, right, surely you will attract the interest of other brands. Do you have to be so researched that, let's say, a brand approaches you, you got to check whether they're eco-friendly or not? How do you deal with those situations?
Yeah. So for me, I usually only work with brands that are sustainable or I am aware of their practices that are ethical. So I think that's something that is a struggle for me as well, because it's not like I can, I mean, it's not a forced thing, but it's my own kind of like morals. I won't just work with any brand that is contradicting to the objective I'm trying to set out of. Like, for example, I post mostly secondhand and sustainable fashion content. I definitely have been approached by fast fashion brands before, which is very interesting to me because I'm like, that is opposite of the kind of content that I want to put
out. You can see, right?
So I'm like, wait, have y'all even seen the kind of videos that I'm posting? So definitely it's about, okay, you know, do I work with this brand in order to get compensated, or do I just reject them in order to provide my audience with a more objective approach? So usually, for the most part, it's the latter. And if it's something that is, they are completely unethical, or, you know, they are just contradictory to what I do, usually I won't work with them at all.
That's interesting, right? Because on the last point that you brought up, obviously these brands are just looking at numbers. Ah, 12.3K, okay, great. What is it, a macro influencer or higher than macro? I'm not sure of the terms, but I'm going, she's got numbers, I'm going after her.
Uh-huh.
Do you worry that because of this niche segment that you've carved for yourself, that you've got to hit that ceiling? I mean, let's face it, content creation is a business. Do you worry about that?
So, like I mentioned, because I have a full-time job, so to me, this page, I really take it as a hobby for me.
Okay.
And it's not something that I'm using to make a full-time income. So, in a way, I'm very privileged in the aspect. So, I don't have to take on ads or work with brands that I don't agree with in order to, for example, make the kind of money that I want to for every month. So that is something that I'm very privileged to be able to have.
Yeah. I mean, maybe that's why you're doing it so well as well, because that pressure is off, right? Okay, let's get to the thrifting part. This is going to be a fun one. I'm a beginner. I need some help.
Okay.
I worry about, what do I look out for if I'm walking into a thrift shop, you know, looking for items? And I also worry, how do I take care of these thrifted clothes? Because in my mind, maybe they're a bit older, washed a lot more times.
Right.
I don't know if the color is as nice or not.
Right. Yeah. So usually when I bring someone who is new to thrifting to the thrift store, it can, like what you said, it could seem as very overwhelming, especially if you're going to a traditional thrift store where, you know, the racks are not curated. It's not like the ones that you've been to in Italy, right? Where you sort everything
so nice,
based on color and a category. So in regular thrift stores, and a lot of these are like charity shops, right? They basically put things in random racks or they are usually in piles. So when I bring someone there, they can be very overwhelmed. So before going in, I kind of do like a briefing. I'm like, okay, this place, it can be overwhelming, but why don't you tell me what you're looking for first?
Okay.
So I make them think about the piece that they want to buy today, so that when you're going in to search for something, they just get it like a treasure hunt.
Okay.
You know, you can't find a treasure if you don't know what treasure you're looking for. So by understanding what you are looking for or what you need, so for example, for you, maybe you like wearing jeans all the time and you need a new pair of black jeans that maybe you were considering buying from brand new from a retail store. So instead of buying from the retail store, we try to see whether we can find it in a thrift store today. So the first thing is always coming up with a list, thinking about what you want to find for the day.
Right.
And that actually makes the shopping a lot easier because you can identify, oh, you know, if this entire section is just t-shirts, I'm not even going to look at the t-shirt section. I'm just going to go to the pants section first.
Okay.
And it cuts down your time and it helps you to make, to feel a lot less overwhelmed.
Okay.
Yeah, so that's usually my main tip.
So it's like a strategic shopping. I like that.
Yes, correct, correct.
I do wonder though, like if I one day get to your level of thrift fashionista, right? Wouldn't that mean I've somewhat carved a sort of style about myself? For example, I've been told that I tend to dress like I'm out of the 80s. What would your advice to me be then?
But I love that. I love that you dress from the 80s because so personal style is really, is like what it's very personal.
Yeah.
I feel thrifting is a very good way for people to experiment with new types of clothing and styles that they're not used to because new, like, natural resources are not being used just for you to try something, right? There's so many items of clothing in the world that already exist for you to try. So maybe, for example, you like wearing clothes from the 80s. You can try clothes from the 70s, and all these will be really readily available at the thrift store. And if you don't like it, you can just donate it back to the same thrift store.
Okay.
So I would say personal style is, it varies per person. There's no hard and fast rule, but I would say definitely thinking about how often you can wear the items that you thrift, that's also very important, rather than just going in and buying something because, oh, you know, you see it's a big name designer brand and you're like, oh, you know, I should just buy it for the sake of it, but you end up not wearing it anyway and you throw it away. So that kind of defeats the purpose. So I would say if you're exploring thrifting, find something that you can wear often, something that fits your lifestyle, and
So it's the essence of thrifting, right? That practicality as well.
Correct, correct.
Nicole, some thoughts on, you know, what you're trying to do on the digital front, you know, obviously with TikTok and Instagram. How do you feel your followers have responded so far? I mean, considering it is growing.
I'm actually very grateful for my followers because, to be honest, when I first started, I really didn't think that there would be a community of people who are interested in secondhand fashion because for a number of years, I've always been, you know, the only person in my friend circle who was interested in such things. And I think some of the good things that and comments I've received would be people would tell me like, oh, you know, I've never thrifted before, but I decided to visit the store that you recommended and I found something that I really liked, or it was such a gem because, you know, oh, you know, it's such an affordable price. Or they would tell me things like, oh, you know, initially my mom was very skeptical about me buying secondhand clothes, but I told her how much money I saved and she was, you know, on board. So receiving comments on how, you know, my video has change their life. It could be in the smallest way. It's very heartening for me, and I'm very appreciative of when I receive comments like that.
I know you've got a full-time job, but do you ever see this going as far as, I don't know, starting your own sustainable line, perhaps?
Yeah, I mean, definitely that's something that I always had a dream to do, which is, you know, having my own thrift store or curating a line of sustainably made clothes, because You know, I've always loved this since I was a kid. But definitely the practical approach is I have to see whether I'll be able to afford such a lifestyle, especially living in Singapore. If I could, I definitely would.
I totally hear you on that. Final question, Nicole, and this is a touchy one. Do you have self-imposed rules when it comes to thrifting? Like before I decide to buy a branded good, it has to be a thrift, going to a thrift shop first? Do you mix it up? Are you strict with yourself that way?
Okay. In terms of shopping, right? So I do still buy things brand new occasionally. But my rule is I will always try, if I need something, I will always try to find it secondhand first.
Okay.
So the good thing about living in Singapore is that we have a variety of secondhand stores available that we can buy things from, like, for example, like Carousel. So I might search something on Carousel. If I can acquire it secondhand, you know, problem solved. If I can't buy it secondhand, only then I would think about, okay, you know, how much do I need this item? Is it a basic piece? Like, for example, like socks, you know?
Yeah.
Socks, I still buy brand new because I don't want to wear someone's old socks. But, you know, sometimes you can still buy brand new socks secondhand, but, you know, it's not always readily available. So it's depending on, can I first buy it secondhand? If I can't, and if I really need it, then I'll buy it new.
All right. Yeah. Well, thank you so much for taking the time and sharing all of this with us. I've been speaking with Nicole Chin of Chinchilla.Vintage. You could go check her out on TikTok as well as Instagram. Thank you for your time again.
Thank you.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at audio.sg or download the audio app. That's AWEDIO, audio at the App Store and Google Play.